Good morning. High pressure overhead produced clear skies and light winds overnight, and that combination allowed temperatures to drop off into the teens and lower 20s to start the day today. We'll enjoy a good deal of sunshine once again, especially early on this Tuesday. However, some high clouds will start to stream in late this afternoon. Temperatures will rebound nicely back through the 30s and 40s, and most locations will reach into the lower 50s for afternoon highs. The high clouds will be part of a storm system that's now developing off the southeast coast. The storm system will gain strength and ride up the eastern seaboard over the next 24 to 36 hours. On this track, clouds will increase and thicken tonight across interior New York and New England, and there is the chance of some light rain or snow, especially south of I-84 and east of the New York-New England border by sunrise tomorrow. While some wet snowflakes will still be possible in westernmost New England, any slushy accumulation of an inch or two will mainly be confined from the Connecticut River Valley and points east. Overnight lows tonight will be in the lower to mid-30s. On Wednesday, the strengthening storm will continue to lift north and east and into the Canadian Maritimes, will dry out during the day with increasing sunshine, and it will become quite windy. High temperatures will be in the mid-50s, but temperatures will begin to fall during the second part of the afternoon as a cold front sweeps through the region. This will leave us with mostly sunny but dry and cold weather for Thursday, with highs staying in the middle and upper 40s. A wave of low pressure will track down the Ohio Valley toward the northeast coast on Friday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and there's the risk of a few rain or snow showers with this system, and high temperatures will stay on the cooler side in the mid-40s. A ridge of high pressure will begin to build in for the weekend, and the weather will turn much nicer on Saturday, where the mix of sun and clouds will bounce back to the mid-50s, and more sunshine in the lower 60s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm moving through the Intermountain West will bring snow into the northern and central Rockies, and snow and rain should move into the plains tomorrow. 8 to 12 inches of snow is possible in the Sierra Nevada, while 4 to 8 inches is likely for the Wind River Mountains and Tetons. Meanwhile, a weak area of low pressure will cross the Great Lakes, with precipitation spreading into that region. A swath of 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible with this system, and rain to its south. This precipitation will only compound the flooding issues, as nearly the entire length of the Mississippi River remains under flood warnings due to a combination of precipitation and snowmelt over the last few weeks. And a front will linger across Florida today before slowly progressing south through the Florida Straits, leading to showers and thunderstorms across the peninsula, with isolated strong storms possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under clear skies and 3 degrees with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 13, 62% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.39 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 3 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds and breezy near 50, Boston sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, a high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 34, that's 8 degrees below normal. No liquid precipitation yesterday, also no snowfall, with zero so far early in the month, 1/10 of an inch below normal for April, and with 53.3 inches of snow for the season, that's 4.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 32. The record high 77 set in 2010, and the record low 17 in 1964 and in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 50. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a chance of rain and snow tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 50. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a chance of rain and snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some rain and snow in the central and eastern portions of New England, giving way to increasing sunshine, windy throughout the area during the day in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, upper 40s on Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers Friday in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-50s Saturday. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayana.